Basanja 1. Mountain said go, in dawning dusk like a hood, Magenya clasped her sacks of silt, and on a wave of horses wild she went. She went and wound through valleys, traded, hybridized her stores. She went through jungles thick and used the mangrove roots as sieves. To the sea she went and cast a pure seed of land, Basancha. Ill-fated blip in a cemetery of water, pregnant tawny belly bare amid blue sheets. What this womb would release she knew not if her Lord God Mountain knew. The old word go meant build, and so she did. For ages her island grew in the sea, sprouted and nursed on the milk of the sun. Traffickers and nightmares skirted her gift and scowled before its true use dawned on them. Then, without violence nor a tender bone, they watched it grow, the ocean thin as over its bald head tides rushed, the ocean swaddle it with froth that formed as currents parted round. And as it goes, soon enough it was land, Basancha, offspring of the age, desolate and mum. In it the cagey angst of legion, in it bad juju, the doomed saint of oases, penitent and oblivious, it crouched and swelled amidst the floggings of the sea, devout and noble serf awaiting purpose, patiently it found, awaiting feet. 2. Sadeka in the dock among the sharks, Sadeka in the sea, thrown overboard and told to swim where, she knew not. Sadeka, a skeleton lost in garbs waterlogged, being tugged through currents wan. Sadeka among the women, dozens. Ions beneath the sibilance of surf are splashes, far below the altitude of waves of what seems seals pitch as the night. Sadeka, Persephone of Basancha, Sadeka, spotted far out in the sea, her cadre streamed into mountain's blank dream. In the middle of nothing, then something, in the belly of the sea, virgin land, just sand, but land. Sadeka stopped swimming. Sadeka moaned from new shore, a siren, and to the sound the women flocked. They prayed, Allah, but too quick, for it was limbo. 3. Basancha felt the crumb within his sheet, driftwood, some stone, he thought, the first turtle, and drifted back to sleep, soothed by caresses of Magenya giving herself to salt, largesse unmatched, the constant souse of sand and more of him to be touched by the sea. But then there was the tread of 100 feet, and then there was the banking of steel boats, the blunt puncture of pylons and dead weight of blocks and pipes and wires and shrill wailing. He listened, Basancha, for intimations from mountain through the mouth of Magenya. A cannonball, he steeled himself against the weight like and of his predestined people. Of hope, the beacon, he heard it said. No shade in this light, not even a rock shadow. I ruthless, I dread, I of all, for eyes of all, making this here man clear, shining through skin unto the heart at work on this small lawless plain where no fibers and spotless air connect this cruel species. Upon his back, Basancha, blocks are built. Delivered unto the sea as haven, he saves only from wind and deaths by water and stretches time, provides a promenade worn by aimless feet, contrails of misery and memory, fuming outblown headscarves of purgatorial maidens he'll swallow. 4. Sadeka gets a cell phone. How? Who knows? From mountain's bowels too such comes. The wires where a light bulb was also, granting charge. Transmissions to just as helpless kinsmen sent out across the service-hating sea. Sadeka and the ladies each day plead. No more poetry in a grain of sand, in the sun, the canonical ocean. Only terror and terror and terra firma stripped to bare bones and haunted by some old trauma that brittled rock. Sadeka dwells on the back of Basan Cha, ridicules his easy submission to fate, landmass subject to selfsame brutal laws, and spits on him. She regrets resisting her grave. Feeling the wind claw at her headdress, she, Sadeka, takes the cloth between her fingers and sees again Yasmin hanging from hers.